Moving right along to Seif Zion. He says, Tzarech lahafrid chutei hatzitzis zemizeh. You have to make sure that the anaf, the strands of tzitzis, are separate one from the other, not in a big ball as they come if you put them in the washing and dryer. And all your little boys invariably have it, little balls. So he says, that's no good. You have to separate them so each tzitzis, each chut is separate from the other ones. Free floating, remember, we saw that was actually one of the Peshat in Rosh. That was like, by definition, what tzitzis are. Remember, we brought the pasuk from Yechezkel, the only other time really that it perhaps where tzitzis appears in Tanakh, which it said, Bikacheni, the tzitzis roshi, and he took me by the fringes of my hair. That means like, you know, it's like separate individual pieces. So tzitzis, by definition, literally mean separate pieces. So if they're balled together, it's no good. Perhaps. That's where the machaber is coming from. So now, look inside here in the Sifkat and Yechez. He says, Zeh mizeh, separating one from the other. Kol chut bifnei atzmo, each of the, it's called eight strings, separate one from the separate from the other. Shloyu musubachim echad bechavero. So they shouldn't be like intertwined one with its fellow string. Ve'im mishtaha lavo lebeis haknesses. If untying a tzitzis is going to make you late to shul, va'idei zeh yisbatel milispal betzivor, you'll miss diving with a minion. Then you can just ignore it if you need to, because you're going to miss davening. Look in the Bir Halacha. Because the Bir Halacha isn't so sure it's true. Bir Halacha ends up saying at the top there, he says, well, the Magen Avraham seems to think the reason why is because the really maker a din, the only issue, maker a din of having your thread separated is once you have tchelis in the mix. That tchelis really maker a din, mixed up is okay. But other people say, no, it's not true. And the tzitzis are, but the Gra and others want the tzitzis to be separated dafka, and they ask, they're not even sure if you can make a bracha on tzitzis that are in a bowl. So I like that. That's pretty scary. So they're not sure, the Bir Halacha is not so confident about it, and the Rosh Shlomo Zalman says you should not make a bracha on it.
I should know this, but I can't remember.
But the Chazanish says you could. So what do you
want? Happens on Shabbos about?
Great question. It's a big question. It's a great question. It's a machlokas aposkim on that very topic. And the Rav Shlomo Zalman says you should not do it. It's kemisakin. The Chazanish says, and it's a problem. I would be afraid.
What's the question?
We just said you should make sure your tzitzis are untangled. Question is untangling them a problem on Shabbos? Good, correct. That is the correct answer. But what if you didn't? So, the kids are, you have a problem. That's a separate thing. Right, to keep them separate all the time.
Or if you show them, they're all glued.
There you go.
Tie the knot.
So, the Chazon Ish says, it's not ma'akev, you can make a bracha on your bowl of tzitzis like I told you. Fine. But the others are misupik. The Chazon Ish said you could make a bracha. Look, for once, make a note. Chazanish's make them. Okay. Anyways, so here's but moving on. What about separating them on Shabbos? It's a new problem. It's a big machlokas achronim. If you can, or you can't. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, see, uncharacteristically is machmir over here. So there you go. You see, this is a good. This one's remember. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is machmir, and the Chazanish is makel. Rosh Shlomo Zalman doesn't want you separating them because he says it's like tikkun. So good. So I'd be afraid of that. I mean, they're talking about Shabbos after all. So try if at all possible. And since we're afraid, if you even make a bracha on your tzitzit in their own bowl. So, best on Shabbos to get out a new untangled tzitzis, because it's a problem to untangle them on Shabbos.
Why do you think Shabbos said if you're going to miss tefillah, you shouldn't be with them? Why should the machaber was tzarech?
No, because the Magen Avraham is saying
only if it's tzarech.
Tzarech, it's tzarech.
He's talking about this.
Yeah, the Magen Avraham learns that they're really no, sorry. Step one, Evan agrees you have to separate the tzitzis. B'di'evad is a kasha for a bracha, so Magen Avraham says yes. Others say no, not necessarily. So Evan agrees luckily you have to separate them, but can you make a bracha on them? It's like pretty far out, so you can't make a bracha on them, you would have thought. But indeed, to those who say you can't, Chazon Ish make them. Anyway, so there you go. So you keep your tzitzis separate, and we're about to see that famous Arizal right now. And on Shabbos, avoid separating them. Preempt the problem. Either be a good boy before Shabbos, untangle your tzitzis, or wear tzitzis that aren't tangled. But don't wear tangled tzitzis and untangle them on Shabbos, because untangling them could be a problem. We're definitely talking about untying knots, obviously. That's a real problem on Shabbos. The question is, if fix, being misader, I'm using a Weasley word there, fixing up your tittus, is that considered proper tikkun and fixing or not? And the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, listen, you never, ever, ever jumble up your tits on purpose. So for sure, undoing them is fixing them. That's what he says. That's no good on Shabbos. Okay, so you can't do it. So don't do it. Yes, now. Right, and moving on to it, now he brings the kasav of the Ari. The Rizal says that tzitzis, the word tzitzis, tzari yud tzari yisaf, is roshe tevos. It stands for tzadik. Yafrid tzitziosav tamid. A tzaddik is constantly separating his strings one from the other. I don't know what the Rizal saw in the significance of detangled tzitzis, but obviously he saw it being significant.
How can you handle the terms like that? You're saying you'd like to do it at more frequently, but the idea is
not. Yeah, for sure. I'm just not sure what is a measure of tzitzis. I'm not sure why detangled tzitzis is indicative of one's tzidkis. I don't know why. I mean, there's lots of halachas. He went and found a Rosh Hashanah. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know what why this is the mark of a tzaddik is he has a tzitzis. I don't know why. I don't know. Or it's a detangling that's doing it. It's making you a tzaddik. I don't know. I can't say. Okay? But that's that.